Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
Mm-hmm.
The date is the 26th of July 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
It's Michael Keane, I'm 46 and I'm from Stroud.
How are you doing today?
I'm nervous, apart from that I'm fine.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I can't remember now, someone mentioned it, or it was on the radio or something, I can't remember now.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I thought it would be a bit of a laugh.
And how did you feel when you found out you actually had a place?
I was very surprised because I just sort of applied online as everyone else does and it came through and said, oh, you got a place. And then I thought, oh bollocks, what am I going to do? And then I just sort of forgot about it really, and then watched it online, and they sort of approached.
And what are you actually planning on doing today?
Well, I go clubbing and various things with a group of friends. So I'm just going to put my usual stuff on, which is manskirt, wings, and just do a silent disco for now. So I'll be just dancing.
When you say silent disco, will people have headphones?
Oh, I will, no one else will, because I was going to put big speakers up, but then I was a bit worried about corporate stuff.
And what music will you be playing?
It's breaks, a bit of dub, fat tunes, lots of bass.
Will we be able to hear it?
There's a microphone, isn't there? Probably hear bits of it. Just people to hear people what to do.
And are you a DJ?
No.
Okay. So you're just going to be playing?
I just like dancing, that's all. I'm not a good dancer, but I just like dancing, that's all.
And how long...
Well, I've also got two friends to take up with me as well.
Okay. And what inspired you to use this as your thing on the print?
I just think it was something that's a bit about me, I suppose, that's just to go up and do it. And I'm not really sure whether it's a really good idea or whether it's complete bollocks yet. So I'm still in two minds. And I think it's probably best to, like a painting, I suppose, wait till it's finished, see what it's like.
Why that particular music?
Because that's what I dance to when I go clubbing and stuff. So it's stuff I'm used to dancing to.
And is clubbing quite a big part of your life?
Yes. I go to festivals and stuff, and I've got a lot of friends online that we meet up, and we go out together a lot. So it's a bit more than just a bit more than clubbing. Hopefully there's I got friends that are at Secret Garden Party this weekend festival, and hopefully they're going to try and put a live feed up to put me on the back of the main stage. Because I know that one of the friends is does all the projections and stuff. He's just doing a tour with Dead Mouse at the moment. And also there's Duck Project as well. I'm taking some ducks up, which is anti-advertising. I mean, it's just having a laugh. It's not. Nothing's really serious. So it's just to have a dance, have a bit of fun. It's a good opportunity.
And can I just ask you a little bit about your life? What do you do?
Yes.
Who you are?
Who am I? Right. I'm an IT manager for a company in Stroud. We make coordinate measuring machines, which are used for measuring very small things, that we sell around the world. And basically I do all the software side of things and support our agents all over the world. Divorced, two children who are going to be really, really embarrassed, hopefully. Dad's wearing a skirt again. Ex-alcoholic. Loads of stuff, really. Loads of stuff, really.
And have you always been, where are you based?
Stroud, near Cheltenham.
How How long have you been there for?
I don't know, about 20 years. Small place, quite like it.
And before that?
I lived in London. I was born in Cambridge. Spent some time doing street theatre abroad. Fire eating, juggling, unicycling, escapology.
Theatre? What kind of theatre have you been involved in?
I used to do amateur dramatics when I was younger. With my parents, it was quite a laugh. Did some odd bits in London, did some moving scenery and experimental theatres in Paris for a little while. But nothing major.
Do you see this hour as a performance?
Yes.
And when you say ex-alcoholic, are you now teetotal?
I haven't had a drink for about 3.5 months.
That's great. And that, is that keeping you focused?
No, not really. no, it's just a facet of my life that I just live with.
What are you hoping to do with music? Do you want to go into music, or is this just a...
No, I've got no musical talent whatsoever. I'd really like to play musical instruments, but I've got... I've tried to learn lots of different things, from violin to saxophone to drums, and I just haven't got it. But I like dancing, so I just dance.
So it's more the appreciation of music?
Yeah, I like music in all forms. What I listen to at home is not what I listen to when I go out clubbing. So I like classical music more when I'm at home.
And your children, whereabouts are they?
They live in Stroud with their mother.
Okay. And do you see them a lot?
Yeah, the usual. You speak once on a Wednesday and every other weekend. But it's every other weekend now. So they'll be mortified.
And will they be watching online?
Probably not. Don't know, they might be curious. I didn't know about it and everything, but it's...
So, musically, when you say you go out clubbing quite a lot, is this just in Stroud?
No. There's a little circuit during the winter, which is clubs. I go to Reading, Gloucester, Bristol, occasionally Brighton. And then during the summer, there's various music festivals that are on, go around to.
And is this with a group of people?
Yeah, we tend to all meet up, and most of my friends are at Secret Barton Party this weekend. But I was just down at one in Farm Festival in Somerset yesterday.
Do you go to a lot of festivals?
3 or 4 in the year. 5 maybe, any small ones.
What is it you particularly like about the way music is kind of presented at festivals?
Now to answer that one, it's not the way the music is, it's more of the... I've more friends now because I've also helped run an online forum, which is part of it as well. So there's a community that's based upon there, and it's music is the reason why we got together, I suppose, in the first place. But it's not why we stayed together. So there's a whole support, and there's a whole range of people, because I'm 46, I haven't got much hair. I lost a stone in the last 3 months, so I'm a bit thinner. But I know a lot of people that are 17, 18, to, I don't know, 50, I suppose. But I wouldn't actually meet those in normal life, for whatever reasons, because I wouldn't sort of make in. But with the music, met them, spot photographs, various things, get a lot of chat online and stuff, and then meet them a few times, and then over the course of 4 or 5 years, whatever, they become good friends. So then we go out for meals, we go out for well, drinks, or if there's different actual events on that they're performing, and lots of DJs, so go down and support them. Or if they've got, if they're doing stuff, then go and support them and stuff. So it's not just music, but that's how everyone got together in the first place.
Okay. And how do you fit this in? Do you have a kind of day job?
Yeah, I have a full-time,
okay.
full-time job.
So you fit the music in around it?
Yeah, if you go to festivals, you take long weekends off. I took Friday off to go to this festival on Friday. If it's an evening one, it's maybe go to Reading on a Friday night, drive over, stay with some friends Saturday, make a long weekend of it.
And what are you ultimately trying to get out of this experience?
I don't know, I haven't got a clue. Just enjoy it, I suppose. Just try not to fall off. Try not to make a complete fool of myself. If just people smile, even if it's just laughing at that silly old man in a skirt. Yeah, it's just, you have to try different things.
And you've mentioned the fact that you're wearing a skirt.
Well, it's a man's skirt, yes.
Okay, can you talk me through that?
Well, it's a man's skirt. It's a skirt. It's what do you need to know? It's not a kilt. Okay, it's not a kilt. I do wear kilts as well, but
is that something you normally wear? Or is it just for today?
No, it's something like the stuff I'm usually wearing is what I usually wear, but only if I'm out clubbing or festivals and things. Don't wear it to work. Did wear a kilt once, but it was, yeah, don't wear it to work. It's very manly. It's not a girly frilly thing. It's very manly.
And how would you describe yourself?
I don't know. Foolish sometimes, I suppose. I don't know. I just am.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
My boys. Oh, so naff, isn't it? Friends. Yeah, I mean, my philosophy basically is that we all die, we want to be happy and just get on with it. About it, really.
And do you have any hopes for the future?
Wake up tomorrow, I suppose. I don't believe in God. I don't believe there's any God. I don't believe there's any reincarnation or anything like that. It's just what's here now. Just make the most of it, really. Things change. I mean, my situation is a lot different than it was 10 years ago, and it's different before it was 10 years before that. So what's going to happen in 10 years' time?
Do you feel like, as a person, you've changed with those changes?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot happier now in being 46 than I was when I was 36. I'm a lot happier than when I was 26. Probably none the wiser. Still do stupid things. But I seem more accepting, I suppose, of life and more things.
Great. Well, what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
I thought you already answered that one. I've got no idea. It doesn't rain. Don't fall off. Don't get pelted with anything. I don't get knackered out and have to lie down after about 20 minutes. That I enjoy myself, other people enjoy it. That it's an interesting diversion, I suppose.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much.